Well, this morning we're getting a chance now to catch up with Atlantic Kiwanis Club President Steve Green, talking about a program they've had going on for a long while now here. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning. It's been good to be with you this morning.
Well, you've got a project that you were part of starting with the Kiwanis organization here 25 years ago, and you're keeping it going and helping make safety a priority for kids on bikes here in Atlantic.
That's right. And 25 years ago, we were talking at a board meeting that we wanted to do something for the kids of Atlantic to help with safety. And I was looking through a magazine one time, and Bell Helmets was looking for nonprofit organizations that would buy helmets from them at a discount and distribute them to the students of the towns. So I called them, and they gave me the criteria and what we needed to do. So I contacted Gail Casey at Washington Elementary School. He was the principal, to ask him if the Kiwanis Club could have a bike safety program in the school during school hours with the students. Well, we talked for a while and realized that third graders, 8 year old, their helmets, their heads are changing, they need a bigger helmet, and also in fourth grade they can start riding their bicycles to school. Mm-hmm. So it was a great fit to go with third graders. Then I called the Atlantic Police Chief Roger Murray and asked him if he would be interested in putting on the safety program with the Kiwanis Club of Atlantic fitting the helmets on the students. He was elated with that program and wanted to do something. And ironically, he sent the officer, Steve Green, up to have a program. He had a great program for several years with the students. And then the Nishna Valley Trails group started. And Barb and Dave Chase are now putting on a program because of their expertise of riding in Ragbri and everything else that they do. I don't know if anyone else in town has the experiences that they have.
Yeah.
So they are now doing our bicycle safety program with the Atlantic Police Department talking about the rules of the roads. You know, if the kids don't stop at stop signs, they can get a ticket just like a car can. Kids don't realize that, but they can. The Kiwanis organization was the second organization in the nation to start this program with Bell Helmets. The first organization is no longer doing the program, which means Atlantic is the longest-running program in the nation with Bell Helmets, and they realize that. So, from the write-ups in the Atlantic News-Telegraph and a letter I sent to them, Bell Helmets used those articles to start other programs in the nation, and they said that we probably helped with 700, 800 programs to get started. There are now over 5,000 programs in the nation that are doing this program. A little side note is they said that the gal was sitting in the boardroom with the CEO and the CFO and the high people from Bell Helmets. And they said, okay, you're only allowed so many helmets a year for this program. And then the CEO spoke up and says, except for Atlantic, Iowa, if you're out of helmets, we're going to supply them to them anyway. And so in Chicago, in a boardroom, they talked about Atlantic, Iowa, yeah. which is kind of funny. So,
yeah, yeah. It gives you, I guess, that stature of being one of the first. Obviously, they remember it. Yeah.
Yeah, they remember us. Yeah. The third year we did the program, we told the kids that if they would damage their helmets during an accident, that we would replace their helmets. A parent called me and asked me if we would replace her daughter's helmet. And I told her to bring it to me, and I would see how much damage was done to the helmet. She handed it to me in three pieces.
Wow.
I was astounded with that, but her daughter fell off her bike and hit the curb with her head so hard it broke into three pieces. She was crying so hard when she got home. Her mother didn't know if she had any injuries or not. It took her a long time to get settled down. When she got settled down, found out she was not hurt except for some small scrapes. She was crying so hard because she ruined her helmet. From that little girl, this has been an invaluable program for us, and we have kept it going for 25 years. In 2005, Bell Helmets designed a new helmet called the True Fit helmet. They sent us 10 helmets to try to see to be a part of their test program. We really like them, and now that's all we buy is the True Fit helmets from Bell Helmets, and they said that is their number one selling helmet. But we were on the test program with them, which Yeah, again, Atlantic, Iowa was ahead of everybody else. And we are now giving helmets to third graders in Atlantic and the CAM school district, and the Griswold Optimists buy helmets from us for their third graders. So we are covering all of Cass County with helmets for all third graders, and that also includes the homeschool kids.
Great.
So when we give out helmets, we always make sure that the homeschool kids get their helmets, and they're also invited to come to the bike safety program.
Okay.
This year, the school has a no-visitor policy, so we were not able to get into the school to do a program. Last year, they just put the helmets in the kids' lockers, and then when they came to clean out their lockers, they got their helmets.
Oh.
So this has been 2 years we haven't been able to do this program, mm-hmm. which we understand is just part of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Over the past 25 years, we have given away 3,989 helmets to third graders and made a very large impact to the safety of our kids.
That's pretty impressive when you take a step back and think about the number of kids that you've helped in Cass County. That's
yes.
just such a huge number.
Yes, and one of the nice things, you know, when you look at an organization like us looks at a program and we say, okay, how much is this costing us?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, 3,900 helmets, and we get a big discount from Bell Helmets. It costs us $32,000 for 25 years, and I know of at least a half a dozen kids that saved them from major injuries. Mm-hmm. So it's invaluable.
Yeah. And obviously, when you got this started, it was something you thought was worthwhile and caught on quickly. And you talked about the story with the young girl there being so upset
yep.
about you. That, I guess, shows you how much the kids appreciate it, too, because they enjoy getting that.
Yes. And 25 years ago, parents were not buying helmets for their kids because it wasn't really prevalent at that time. But we sure made it that way
mm-hmm.
in Cass County.
Yeah, and certainly we all know the need for that now and understand the need for kids to wear helmets, and everybody does. And
yep.
and it's nice also, too, that, you know, you're talking about costs. Well, it's, you know, eliminating a barrier for somebody that may be something that's an extra cost that's tough for them to remember to think about doing for their kids.
Yes, and we've asked the kids when they take their helmets off, put them on their handlebars. Don't put them on the freezer or anything else with them. Put them on their handlebars to remind them to wear their helmets next time.
Yeah, I guess that's part of it, too. You understand that they're going to get them, but then they also need to know that they need to wear them consistently
yes.
as well. I'm sure that's part of the program you're doing as well, and letting them know how to wear the helmets properly, how to ride safely. That's all part of the whole package.
That's all part of the program, part of the package that we have for the kids. But again, this year we're not able to do that program, but we're going to be doing it again next year and continue what we have for the last 25 years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've been going for 25, and you probably don't see any end in sight of continuing to do this.
No, we don't see any end in sight. And, you know, I've had several other companies that have sent me literature about buying helmets for this program. And some of them are cheaper, but I'll tell you, the quality that we get from Bell Helmets, and if any of you watch helmets, watch, like, NASCAR racing, most of those are
That's
Bell
true.
Helmets. So, you know, you can't ask for a better quality than what we're getting.
Yeah, and that's great that you have a relationship with somebody like that to be able to accomplish that you know you can rely on somewhere to be able to get them all the time.
Yes. In fact, the gal who we've always bought from was driving from Chicago to Denver to go skiing, and she stopped here in Atlantic and stopped at the Farmer's Kitchen to have lunch one day. And, you know, people don't realize that that's a little bit of an economic impact that that we could have on a town.
Yeah, provide a nice extra connection there. Yeah, that's
yes.
certainly cool. Other programs, obviously the Kiwanis is involved in a lot of things throughout the year. And,
yes.
And I'm sure you've got some other things in the hopper as well.
One of the other ones is teddy bears in the emergency room. We started giving teddy bears, I can't remember how long ago it was, but there's a teddy bear that we buy out of Minneapolis, and that if you squeeze underneath their arms will wave. And so we give them to the emergency room. So when kids go in the emergency room, a lot of times it's from their parents aren't with them because they're at daycare or they're at school. And this settles them down. We had a 35-year-old person that was working at Cass Incorporated, And he got injured, and they took him to the hospital, and he was fighting them. He wouldn't let them move him from the gurney over to the table and or do anything with him. They gave him a bear. He grabbed that. They were able to move him off the gurney onto the bed. They were able to take blood samples, do a blood pressure check, and he never said a word. He just held onto that bear. So that has been a – we give away about 150 bears a year at the hospital.
Nice. Another great program.
Yeah.
Obviously, there you have a good core group. I know that you have a strong membership as well. But if folks are hearing this and they think this is worthwhile stuff that they'd like to be involved with as well, how do they get involved in Kiwanis?
They could give me a call. I'm Steve Green. I'm in the book. And give me a call. We can get you involved with helping the youth and cat in the area. We were also able to help Hamburg when they had their flood. And we were able to go down and feed them a couple times. And that was very rewarding for us, too. And we do have a lot of our members are just very helpful. And we usually get 10 or 12 people every time we do the bike helmet program to help fit helmets to kids.
That's great. And I think this year, maybe more than any, we start to appreciate the fact that we have some of these service organizations that have volunteers that are willing to help people out when times are tough or when you go through an adverse event like you talked about with the floods. You have to have those organizations to be able to help folks out and continue working the community.
Yes, and we meet at Thursdays at noon at the Pizza Ranch. So if you're interested and you want more information, just come out to the Pizza Ranch at noon on Thursdays, and we'll fill you in on what you want to do. We have many programs that will fit anybody's needs, what they like to do, and if there's a program they would like started in Atlantic, we're a good one to get things started and get done.
There you go. Yeah, bring your ideas.
Yes, bring your ideas.
Well, congratulations, Steve, on being able to accomplish this for the past 25 years. I'm sure that there's a lot of kids and a lot of parents that have appreciated that effort from Kiwanis.
And we've heard from many, many parents that it's been fantastic for them, and we're just glad to help Atlantic.
All right. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.